Nothing you can sing that can't be sung.
Nothing you can say when you can learn how to play the game. It's easy.
There's nothing you can make that can't be made.
Nothing you can say that can't be saved.
There's nothing you can do but you can learn how to be you in time.
It's easy.
That is beautiful, isn't it? That was Jamie Osborne and his team over in the UK who have become international sensations, viral on the internet with their wonderful songs and the videos that Jamie Osborne, former champion jockey and now trainer over in the UK, has been putting together during the lockdown in the UK and the non-racing period. It has kept a smile on all the participants and racing lovers' faces. And it is great to have a chat to Jamie Osborne this morning. Jamie, good morning to you.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning.
Tell me, where did the inspiration for all of these wonderful videos come from?
Well, it kind of happened by accident. I mean, I'm not really aware of the fact that they've gone viral, and I wasn't quite champion jockey here, but thanks very much anyhow. well, to be honest, look, we got locked down in March now. Initially, it started because, look, we're lucky to train in a beautiful place. And it started by me sort of sticking the camera out the window and taking footage of some beautiful shots of horses and countryside. And then sort of putting a bit of background music to it and posting it. So it started that way around. And it was really, initially it was, I was just thinking, you know, the poor people stuck in their apartments, not able to go out. You know, it'd be nice for them to see a bit of the English countryside. And then it kind of morphed from there, really, that, you know, the team wanted to get involved. And then it very much changed from putting music to pictures to actually finding pieces of music and then making pictures to go attached to them. But none of us ever expected that it would get the sort of the traction that it's got. And really, for the last couple of months, it's really been about we've enjoyed making them, and it's kept team spirits up in the mornings when we're sort of coming up with silly ideas. So it's great that people have enjoyed watching them, but believe me, we've enjoyed making them.
Well, it looks like a fair bit of effort goes into it because they're choreographed, and it's hard to convey on radio. If you haven't actually seen them, jump on Jamie's Twitter. From some of your stable hands and jockeys standing on horses, singing, riding backwards, they're singing during track work. You've got great camera work. How long does it take to put them together?
Not long. Not long. I mean, look, I've got very good riders. It's amazing what we can do on a horse. I mean, yeah, I think health and safety might have a word or two to say about some of the guys standing on the backs of the horses and things, but they don't take too long. I mean, the one that you just played where that took a little longer than ideal, putting that one together. Some of them are a bit of a cheat. Some of them would take about 20 minutes, and then others could take a day and a half. It just depends what we decide to do. I'd actually forgotten we'd done that one that we played. We've just today shot the final one because our racing is resuming next Monday. Mm. And I thought it was probably time for us to concentrate. So I think the final one is our 40th since the start of lockdown. So
well, now that you're back training,
they've had various look, it's easy to predict really which are the ones that are, that people are going to like. Some of them, when I look back now, some of them are quite dull. But some of them are not. Well,
Jamie, racing's trying to gain more wide stream, mainstream traction all around the world, and we need people like yourself who can produce videos and content like that that transcends and show the love of the animal and the horse and the people involved in racing. It's amazing what you've been able to capture when it's just a bit of fun with you and your stable staff as well. And in what must have been a really tough time for you and all of the people in the UK, we've been following it over here in Australia, and we're excited to see racing back. How has it been for all of your staff and those involved over there?
Well, I mean, to address your first point, the non-racing people, if their first contact with racing is my films, then they must think we're all complete lunatics. But it hasn't been too bad because we've been operating. I think it's been really tough for the people that are literally locked down and cannot move. We have to keep our businesses going. The horses need exercising. It's been very unclear as to when we would resume. So trying to gauge the level of work to give the horses through this period has been tough. You didn't want to be caught napping. And on the other hand, you didn't want to be caught sort of being all dressed up with nowhere to go. So trying to gauge that has been difficult. I think we've guessed fairly right. So we'd have probably 15 or 20 animals that we could enter for the first week of racing here starting next Monday. We're going to get into a balloting situation because obviously there's going to be a huge backlog of horses wanting to run. But look, for us, it hasn't been too bad. And as you can see, team morale has been good. I think we haven't had it as bad in our profession as other people have in theirs.
Jamie, how is your yard looking? Have you got some nice horses heading towards the resumption of racing?
Yeah. I mean, look, we don't have any superstars, certainly no superstars in the older horse bracket. I've got a nice batch of two-year-olds. I'm hoping some of those can kick off next week. I'd like to think a couple of them could get to Royal Ascot. I've got one nice older horse called Mekong, who would probably go to the Ascot Gold Cup, all being well. But really, we're a churning yard, so you know we're always longing two-year-olds, and hopefully we've got some nice ones this year.
Well, we saw you in Australia going back a while now. I think it was around 2006 with Geordie Land. If you've got an Ascot Gold Cup runner, are there any thoughts to come back out to Australia for the Cup?
Yeah, he's not an impossible horse to do that. Yeah, he was second in the... He won $500,000 in that Saudi race there in February. No, he was second in the staying race there. Yeah, it's not impossible that he could come that way. But yeah, I mean, I was in Australia a long time ago. I rode a few winners there back in, I think, about 1990. So I haven't just been with Geordie Land.
Yeah. Who did you ride for when you came out in 1990?
I rode winner for the Hayes at Cheltenham in Adelaide. I rode a double at Moonee Valley one day I can't remember that one. where else? I came out of one of those series and then stayed for a bit longer. Jim Houlihan.
Yes.
Remember him?
Champion jumps trainer.
Yeah, I rode a few for him, yeah. And then, of course, recently, my daughter has been out there working for the hairy one, working for, what's he called, with all the hair? Kieran Ma.
Kieran Ma, yes, and Dave Eustace.
Yeah. My daughter, she walked out of school last year and went to Ballydoyle for 6 months and then left Ballydoyle and went to Kieran Ma for 3 months. So So there's a bit of a link there with you.
Well, it is good, and we would love to see you out here. Who knows what the transformation or the ability to bring horses over from the UK in this spring carnival will be like. We've got big news this year that, or this morning, I should say, that the Caulfield Cup and our spring carnival dates may well be changing. So it may make it easier if it's pushed back for internationals to come. But either way, we would love to see you back out here, Jamie, if not this year, sometime soon. And well done once again for all the social media that you and your team have been putting together.
Well, I'd love to be coming back over there. Thanks very much.